the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Annette Petriccioni, topping our report this hour. As New Jersey residents prepare for the sticker shock of utility rate increases just in time for the summer heat, one utility is taking three steps to help its customers. PSE&G says they filed a request with the State Board of Public Utilities to delay the impact of the June 1st supply increase for residential customers. PSE&G Chief Customer Experience Officer Dave Johnson says the goal is to delay the rate hikes until the fall,
where the electric usage begins to taper down, and that would provide customers with additional relief throughout the summer to deal with the higher electric rates.
The charges will still accrue, but customers will not have to pay the higher rate in the summer. PSE&G is also implementing a suspension of service termination between July 1st and September 30th and suspending its reconnection fee. Parts of New Jersey are under an air quality alert today because of smoke from the Canadian wildfires. The National Weather Service says individuals such as the very young and the elderly who are susceptible to air quality should be careful not to exert themselves outside. The alert in New Jersey covers Bergen, Passaic, Hudson, Essex, Mercer, Middlesex, and Union counties. Today's news brought to you by Axion Networks. New Jersey 101.5 has named Axion Networks our official surveillance company. We place the safety of our team members in the hands of the experts at Axion. Visit protectedproperty.com today and you'll discover why. The New Jersey family accused of running a brothel at a Sayreville strip club will avoid prison in a plea deal with the state.
State prosecutors say two adult sons and two other workers of Club 35 have been entered into pretrial intervention programs. Club owner Doreen Acciardi and her husband Anthony Acciardi Sr., both of Freehold, pleaded guilty to fourth-degree maintaining a nuisance through maintaining a house of prostitution, as well as failure to pay income tax. As part of the deal, the club is under monitoring for 5 years. The couple must pay over $700,000 in outstanding taxes, fines, and penalties. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. How long will the hot temperatures last? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's a code orange air quality alert day for much of New Jersey due to both elevated levels of ground level ozone due to the heat and fine particulate matter due to Canadian wildfire smoke in the atmosphere. So those who are very old, very young, those with respiratory concerns, air conditioning is your friend this afternoon. Pretty hot out there. Highs reaching the mid-80s for most of the state. Cooler at the Jersey Shore, mainly in the 70s this afternoon with lots of hazy sunshine and completely dry weather. Tonight will be clear and calm. Lows dip into the mid-60s. We'll do it again tomorrow. Sun and clouds, highs 85 to 90. And Friday, partly sunny, chance of a spot shower, still very warm and humid, highs in the lower 80s Friday. From the PSE&G Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Clinton 79, Jackson 78, Millville also 79. Weather brought to you by Cousins Seafood and Clam Bar. Enjoy the incredible culinary experience at Cousins Seafood and Clam Bar in Marlboro and New Brunswick. From fresh Maine lobsters to Florida stone claws or prime dry-aged steaks, hand-selected for perfection, Cousins has you covered. Online at CousinsClamBar.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.